Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud to say I've been saying that name and introducing you to that beautiful lady since 1999. She's a more than 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the president and the founder of Talk, Listen, Communicate. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, among other books. And she's one of the people who joins us on a regular basis to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace and in life. And she's our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Beverly, one of the reasons I've had such a great career and I've had such great success with other people is whenever I meet them, I just tell them all about me. That's the way to do it, isn't it? Am I not a model for how to connect with people and win friends and influence people? Because I've just noticed that people love hearing all about me.
You must have Lux the Irish in you then, Jim.
You think that's what it is?
No, most people don't want to hear about you.
I'm wrong? Are you saying I'm wrong?
I hate to say it this early in the morning, but yes, there is another way.
Oh.
There's hope.
Well, help me out here then. Maybe this is why people run away. I've been wondering about that.
This time of year, there's a lot of socializing in business. And some people love it and some people dread it. Some people totally avoid it, mainly because they think, well, that's not, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with building my business. And I think the majority of the reason that some people avoid it is because that is not their comfort zone. So I'd like to give just a couple tips to help people be more comfortable with the socializing part of business.
So you talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's a technique of becoming a listener and getting credit for being that listener.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, sometimes you listen, right? And then you don't get credit for listening, and the person accuses you of not listening when actually you were, but you may not have looked like you were listening.
You sound like my wife.
Yes.
It sort of sounds like. Well, it's not what you said; it's how you said it. It sort of sounds like that same kind of conversation.
Well, you know, it does, I think, cross over into our personal life.
Yeah.
But if somebody is talking to you about a product or a service that you provide, most of us are comfortable with
right.
that. But when we get invited to a holiday party and the topic is not on your service or your product, sometimes, you know, we're uncomfortable because that's all we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like Mr. Blasingame, you just want to talk about yourself.
So what are the techniques that we should use?
Okay. The first thing to do is to ask an open question, and that's a question that starts with how or what.
Any of the interrogatives, right? Who, what, when, where, how, and why?
Well, yes, but how and what work the best because why can be defense provoking, okay? In other words, if you said to me, why did you wear that green jacket?
Why aren't you listening to my brilliant conversation?
There you go. You can make it even more
expensive. Yeah. You see, it always comes back to me, Beverly. You've noticed that, right?
Yes. And if you ask me a who or a where or a when, you're going to get a very short answer. You're going
right.
to get one or two words. So that's why what and how work the best. It gets the other person started talking. And remember, your goal to build a relationship is to get them talking so that you can listen.
Right.
And this is a great tool because it accomplishes that, but you can get out of it any time that you want. Okay? So you don't have to be locked into, you know, a 15-minute conversation.
So how and what?
How and what. So you ask them a what question, and then as soon as you hear the answer, my next question has to be based on something that you said in your answer.
So you're saying I have to act, and not only do I have to ask them the right question, I have to actually listen to what they say.
Oh, my goodness.
You're talking about comprehension here.
Quit running away, Jim. Yes, come back. Let's actually try this. We got a moment to try it? Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Let's assume that we're at some type of gathering.
All right.
And I say to you, what do you like to do when you're not working?
I like to go back to work.
Like to go back to work. Well, mm-hmm. What kind of work?
I like to play golf.
Ah, you like to play golf. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's so enjoyable about golf?
It's out in the open. It's out in nature. And they have golf carts there that I can ride around in.
Nature is full. I get that.
Yeah.
So what's the perfect kind of day in this when you're out in nature like this?
Yeah. I see where you're going with this. So you're trying to make sure that we talk about the thing that I like the most, something I'm interested in, and you're trying to act interested in what I'm interested in.
Well, it's not just trying to act like. Okay, you caught me on that one. I'm not a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, a collective, you know. I'm not a golfer.
I think we figured that out.
I'm not a golfer. I've tried it. I've gone out with my clients. I've had a good time as long as they would play best ball, okay?
Right.
Actually had them all cracking up laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't acting like I was interested. Notice you said something that gave me an out because
mm-hmm.
I can't carry on a conversation about golf.
Right.
But you mentioned nature, which mm-hmm. I am interested in that. And so because you said it, I could then ask the next question based on something I might want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does give you some freedom, but I can't turn around and say, well, yeah, but are you ready for Christmas?
But you're all right, though. You got to be careful asking questions that you don't if you don't kind of know the answer. You're much better off listening if you can get them to just to talk about anything, getting them to talk, and then following up on what they said, right?
Yes, and so this is not a tool that you use to try to sell somebody,
right?
Or get them to do something. It has nothing to do with an immediate need, something that you might want to know.
It's also a tool to help you not spend the whole time talking about yourself.
That's
as
right.
Fascinating as I am, and as I know you think you are, we're probably not that fascinating. 20 after,
talk about this
right minute. Back with Beverly and Manebo. Stay with us.
She was hanging on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.